Now you will hear the second segment.
Love them or hate them, plastics play an important role in our lives. We all think we know what plastic is, but how does a scientist view plastic and how it's made? Sarah Lainel, physics professor at Austin College, lifts the lid on plastic with our own Chris Johns.
As a physicist, how would you define plastic?
I would start by saying plastics are polymers. So what are polymers? The word poly comes from the Greek word for many, and the suffix mer means part, so the word polymer means many parts. So a polymer is a molecule whose structure is made up of many repeating units. If you look at something like water, it's a simple molecule, two hydrogen atoms and one oxygen. Plastics, however, are made up of many atoms, and being polymers, they have subunits that repeat all along the chain. An example of that would be polyethylene, which is just a repeat of CH2, one carbon and two hydrogen atoms, all strung together in a very long chain.
And polymers aren't just plastics, right? They occur in nature.
That's right. All plastics are polymers, but not all polymers are plastics. A good example is DNA. DNA is like the perfect polymer. They're just long molecules that contain all our genetic information. Lots of proteins are polymers as well.
What differentiates plastics from some of these natural polymers?
The fact that they're synthetic or semi-synthetic, for one thing. We create most plastics in a lab, and by moving around and changing different chemicals along the chain, we're able to give them different properties and get them to behave differently. We can create soft plastics, hard plastics, plastics that bend, and so on.
And most plastics are made from petroleum, right?
Traditionally, yes. Most plastics are created from petrochemicals, so you're right. But increasingly, we're starting to see the emergence of something called bioplastics, which are plastics made from plants, things like vegetable oils, cornstarch, even microscopic biomass. You can synthesize plastic from those kinds of sources as well.
What are some of the advantages to bioplastics?
The main advantages are environmental, reducing our dependence on fossil fuels, of course. There's only so much petroleum and natural gas, and we already rely on them for our fuel needs, so there's a lot of incentive to not also use them to develop plastics. And there's the fact that bioplastics break down more quickly. We all know about the problems of plastic in landfills. It's a huge problem for the environment. The advantage of bioplastics is that they biodegrade more quickly. Of course, this also means bioplastics can't replace all petroleum-based plastics because you don't always want plastics that biodegrade quickly. It's great for things like food packaging, but not so great for things like electronics, power tools, and housing materials, because in those cases you want plastic that won't biodegrade too quickly.
If they're so useful, why are we just getting around to creating them?
We're not. Bioplastics have been around for a while, but it's only recently that the technology's improved enough that we can begin to replace some of the functionality of petro-based plastics. But please don't get me wrong. Bioplastics aren't without their problems. One of the criticisms of bioplastics is if you're growing plants for plastics production, you're using up land that could also be used to cultivate food. So you have to balance the desire to reduce petroleum dependency with how you're using the planet's limited amount of arable land. It's not a perfect solution by any means.